Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian rebel group accused government forces of launching a deadly chemical attack on civilians in a rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta. The Syrian American Medical Society says 35 people were killed. Reuters cannot independently verify reports of a chemical attack. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have attended funerals for well-known Palestinian journalists and others who were killed in the latest wave of border clashes. Health Ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip, that is, 9 Palestinians have died, they say, being shot by Israeli troops, the Israeli military maintaining the demonstrators were using the protest as a cover for violent acts against Israel. Avraham Berg is a former president of the Israeli parliament.
It's a place which is in such a deep misery, and out of it, hundreds of people, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people are marching. Most of them would like to go out of the catch-22 of the place. Most of them are about civil disobedience and a lot of nonviolence.
The demonstrations set to end in May are designed to commemorate when hundreds of thousands of Palestinians had to flee their land or were expelled during the war in 1948 that led to the creation of Israel. U.S. military lending more muscle to the fights in Afghanistan against the Islamic State in the north and against the Taliban in the south and west. Push comes as Afghanistan seeks to root out IS and convince the Taliban to end their differences over coming to the negotiating table. U.S. also says it has carried out 75 strikes targeting drug production facilities. This is VOA News.